Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2, Thursday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever you want. That number again, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And a very sick Mark in here coming in tonight to do the show with the flu.
Yeah.
Hell of a trooper.
I'm in pretty bad shape. Well, you know, I know you need me, man. I know you need me.
Speaking of troopers, we're talking about the police. Actually, in this case, what sparked the controversy, or sparked the conversation, rather, was a not about police or troopers, but about boot camp guards, which are kind of an arm of the police, I think. They're some sort of law enforcement. I don't know. Are they even considered correctional officers? I would guess they are.
What, the
boot camp guards?
I imagine they're correctional officers. Depends on the organization that's doing it, but yeah.
In this case, we were talking about the story that happened earlier in 2006 of a 14-year-old boy who was put into this boot camp. Within 2 hours, the guards were punching and kicking him and essentially knocking the breath out of him, then suffocated him with ammonia. And it was all caught on tape.
Suffocated him to death.
Yeah. And, yeah, he's dead. It was all caught on tape, and even the cop, one of the guards, the head of the guards, admits that if it hadn't been caught on tape, nobody'd be in trouble right now. Because at first glance, nobody's really going to investigate the cops too hard and heavy. If there's no evidence to investigate, you just got a dead body on your hands, they could say whatever they wanted to say, and they would have gotten away with murder.
Happens all the time.
In that case. And it does happen all the time. And it goes back to the problem with the system. And I was outlining a moment ago, and I'll recap it briefly here for those of you just tuning in. Just somewhat of a vision for a system that is an enforcement system, a protection system, a jail system run by agencies who are not the government. Without the government's blessing. I'm talking about a situation where there's no government at all. I'm talking about the free market. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a laissez-faire economy where private property rules and we have what is essentially a reputation rating for everybody. You've got credit ratings today, so this isn't unheard of, this reputation rating idea.
And you mentioned eBay.
Right. eBay is a perfect example of a reputation rating. But my basic idea here, and this is being borrowed from an excellent book called The Market for Liberty, which I am still in the midst of, and I plan on reading again. It's that good. You know, it's one of those books you want to digest twice just so you can completely get it totally and not miss something. But we're talking about how it is that the marketplace handles so many complex tasks. The marketplace handles getting products on the shelves, thousands and thousands of products on the shelves of your local grocery store, your local supermarket, your local department store. The market handles that, no problem. All of the incentives are there. The market can handle these, building computers, putting them on the market, lowering the prices. Why is it that we think that only government can handle the business of corrections? Why is it that we are obsessed with the idea that government is the one and only organization? And if you have any ideas on this, 800-259-9231. But the basic concept is that in a free market economy, there wouldn't be a government around to do these things. So how on earth would it work? Well, as I pointed out, you'd have third-party arbitrators whose job it would be, they would be professional decision-makers, whose job it would be to decide cases. The cases would be decided on a voluntary basis in that both parties would be contractually obligated to use certain arbitrators, and in the event that they didn't have a contract between the two, they would have a incentive to choose to voluntarily agree on the same arbitrator because they don't want their reputation rating to suffer. And so you choose the arbitrator makes a decision based on whatever the facts in the case are, and then the two individuals or the individuals in the case would accept that decision on a voluntary basis as well, considering it was a reasonable decision, which is what you can expect. You can expect reasonable, fair decisions from the marketplace because the marketplace hands out decisions that will satisfy people, will satisfy both parties, because if they don't, they won't get business. They won't have people using their services because the people will go to another arbitrator who will give satisfactory decisions.
I think the judges they have on TV are a lot more fun to watch, though. You know, the Judge Wapners, the new...
Those are essentially arbitrators.
They are arbitrators, but silly.
And so essentially, Because, yes, in those cases, the Judge Wapner, the Judge Judy, Judge Joe Brown, those guys, they sign agreements in advance saying that I will accept and abide by the decision of the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all based on contracts. So this arbitrator makes the decision and, for instance, sends off whoever it is to whatever punishment has been prescribed. Now, let's look at the punishment end, too, because remember, the punishment end is going to be run by private organizations in search of a profit who are actively looking to make their customers satisfied and happy with the results, at least as much as possible. So, for instance, if you're an upstanding member of society and you make a mistake and do something violent on accident or whatever, you get you're full of emotion and you screw up, you beat your wife or whatever
it is. Passion, right.
Right. You may make a big mistake, you're willing to make good. If you're upstanding enough, if you've got a job and all of that, that's obviously going to come into play in the decision. And so you may not even have to go to a facility as long as the arbitrator can make an agreement with your boss or whatever to dock some of your pay, for instance.
Mm.
And they would compensate your boss in order to for him to go through the hassle of doing that. That would be one way for a upstanding member. And then it would go from that extreme all the way to the extreme of the extreme violent felon. There would be differences in there. In fact, if you were locked into some sort of a jail, for lack of a better term, detainment center, or repayment center, if you will, where you would be working to pay back the victim of the crime that you committed.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens to an extent today with the government system where you're given the opportunity to get on parole and go out into the workforce. And if you're a good boy, that would probably happen at a more frequent basis. You'd probably be reassessed on a more frequent basis by a private system. And so if you are becoming and proving your trustworthiness, they may decide that you're lower risk than you were before. And that's a good thing, because if you are a high risk, it means that the private agency is going to have to spend a lot of money on guards and, equipment and things to keep you in line. And if the private agency is spending a lot of money on those things, then that means that you are going to take a longer time to pay off your debt to whoever it is you owe, because you've got to pay for your room and board, essentially. You've got
right.
the private agency has to keep their doors open, and since they're a for-profit agency, they've got to make sure they get their bills paid, too. So you're not only are you going to be paying back, if you're a scumbag, not only are you going to be paying back the victim, but you also have to pay for your own incarceration. So you've got an incentive there to be a good boy and behave. That way, they might lower your security,
and therefore
you could pay off your debt faster and get free.
Wouldn't the institution be incentivized to keep you there so that you continue to be a customer?
No, because they have an incentive to satisfy people. And if there is a sick, sadistic group running a prison, you're going to find that most people aren't going to accept arbitrators' decisions to send you there, and most arbitrators, once they discover that there's a sadistic group of people running a detainment center, that they won't send people there because, again, it's all about customer satisfaction. Remember, this is a society that would be based upon reputation. In that, and this kind of, I just thought of something that wasn't in the book, but we're talking about this 14-year-old who got in trouble for stealing his grandmother's car. And you go in front of an arbitrator, you might imagine that an arbitrator, a private arbitrator, might make a much less harsh judgment on this young man, considering whatever his past history was. And also, think about how kids would be raised in a society like this. Your parents would have an incentive, because they love you, to explain to you about the reputation system. In fact, there could be reputation for kids. Maybe it wouldn't carry a lot of weight after a certain age, but nonetheless, you could have it to where your kids can start building reputation at a certain age by doing whatever, by doing well in school or doing well in the community or getting a job and doing different things that could build their reputation. And that way, parents could explain to their kids, now look, Mark, as you get older, you're going to want to build reputation. In fact, when you get out of school, you're going to want to already have some positive reputation. So you start doing good things now. That's going to go with you for the rest of your life. Whereas if you're a bad kid, you're going to start out life as an adult with negative reputation. And so automatically, you're going to have kids, not only are they taught wrong from right by their parents, but they're also going to be taught that wrongs hurt in the long run as well. And so we could have a reputation rating for kids. Your ideas here at 800-259-9231. And talking about why it is that jails or detention centers in a free market society wouldn't attract state. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The archives are there. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you. You download them. They're free. Front page of the website, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we continue a discussion about an alternative enforcement system, an alternative system of punishment, an alternative system of policing and protection and courts and justice, real justice, And it's all outlined in an excellent book, The Market for Liberty. I'm doing my best to absorb it all and try to explain it to you guys. I think I'm doing an okay job so far. If you've got any questions or any other idea or any ideas here, 800-259-9231. What brought the discussion about was a story about a 14-year-old boy in Florida. He went to a juvenile detention boot camp, as it's called, and was subsequently booted in the chest and punched by the bureaucrats running the system. Kid died. They suffocated him to death with ammonia. And it's all coming out because there happened to be a video camera trained on the entire thing. There happened to be a surveillance tape. And that's why the cops are going to get into some semblance of trouble. We still aren't sure what the exact punishment's going to be here. Typically, punishments for police tend to be fairly lightweight. And I think that the police, they know this. They know that the punishments are either non-existent or very light. And so, therefore, they get away with murder in some cases. Or in some cases, they get away with shooting the family dog, as we discussed last night. The cops can get away with all kinds of things because they are virtually immune as a result of being part of this coercive entity known as government. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think that's very fair when somebody can, if I go and shoot my neighbor's dog, I'm going to get in some big trouble for that. If I go and shoot somebody else or hurt somebody else, I'm going to get in trouble. But the police, for some reason, they are exalted. They're held up. The government and the system prevents them from being punished. For instance, and we'll get back into how it is the marketplace would dissuade sadists and sickos and people with trigger fingers from getting into the business. Now, we'll get into that here in a moment. Yes.
Where are the sickos and sadists going to go, though?
They could go and do some sort of voluntary business where, for instance, a dominatrix. Like, they could go and pay to beat the heck out of somebody. Somebody could consent to having the crap beaten out of them. I don't know. That's an interesting question. If you've got an answer for it, I'd like to hear from you. What would happen with the sadists in a more market-based system?
Now, assuming that the system would work, and I'm not 100% sure, but I'm certainly in no condition to do any debating on it, the world that existed at the time would be different. I mean, there wouldn't be the hero worship behind the SWAT team guy.
Heck no. Who worships security guards?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be essentially... I mean, yeah, you appreciate the security guards. You're glad they're there, but... they're just doing their job.
Right.
A former West Valley City detective, according to the Salt Lake City Tribune, who faced up to 5 years in prison for importing small amounts of anabolic steroids, was sentenced Wednesday to 12 months probation, and he will not be required to take any drug tests. Stephen Ward's attorney, Greg Scordas, said Ward was a great cop who would have been a star his whole life had his career not been cut short. Ward resigned from the police department on June 30th after an internal investigation into his drug use, a punishment that was meted out before he ever stepped foot in a courtroom. Steve has enjoyed a good life, a distinguished career in law enforcement, and would still have a good career if it weren't for this very significant error. Looking back, he has certainly accepted responsibility and realizes how foolish it was. Even Assistant U.S. Attorney Robert Lund said Ward's case was difficult and unusual, and it was understandable how, as a police officer who put his life on the line every day, Ward could be tempted to use steroids to maintain his physical strength. Ward made a brief statement to the court before his sentence was read. Quote, I just want to apologize to the court for the mistake I made. I made a bad choice. Thank you for your time. But was it taking steroids that was the mistake that he made? Is that why he was apologizing? Because there's a little more to this story. U.S. District Judge Thomas Green, who acknowledged that he has taken steroids too, seemed almost apologetic to Ward for his sentence. Well, this is a difficult case, he said on the bench. You wonder why a man would be punished for this, but it is against the law. How many drug addicts get that kind of treatment from a judge?
I wouldn't imagine too many.
Green said he was prescribed steroids after suffering an injury to his spine. It was harder.
Was it the judge that got the steroids?
Yes.
Okay.
It was harder to get off than to get on, he said. Had Ward's charge, one felony count of importing a controlled substance, been filed in state court, he might have been able to enter a plea in abeyance and have the charge dismissed, said Green. However, no such option exists in federal court. Green could have sentenced Ward to up to 5 years in prison and ordered fines totaling $5,000, which is probably what you and I would have gotten, Mark, had we imported the steroids. He ordered neither, opting to put Ward on probation for 12 months, so he doesn't even see the inside of a jail cell. Ward will be required to report to a probation officer once a month and will not be required to take random drug tests. He's a drug addict. And anybody else who's a drug addict, who's not a cop, would have gotten mandatory drug tests out the yin-yang.
Yeah.
You'd have been in there, and you'd be paying for them. They'd make you pay for the drug tests that you have to take on a monthly or random basis. But this guy? Pretty much getting a pass from this judge. U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman said, recommended punishments decided on a case-by-case basis, and Ward was not put in an advantage or a disadvantage because he was a police officer. Oh, really? In addition, he said, the recommendation in pre-sentence reports that are prepared by court personnel are considered by judging in deciding a sentence. A private investigator alerted authorities to Ward's drug use after he rummaged through Ward's trash can in September 2005 and found drug paraphernalia and paperwork, according to court documents. Now remember, when you put your trash out on the corner, it's anybody's game.
Yeah.
One receipt showed Ward, 27, was sending money to the Central European country of Slovenia via Western Union for the steroids.
Hmm.
Lund said in federal court earlier this year, the private investigator hired by the family of 59-year-old Bonmi Osa, whom Mr. Ward, the cop, killed last year during a surveillance, contacted the U.S. Attorney's Office, which arranged a meeting with the FBI. The DEA took over the case and, as part of an undercover operation, was able to buy steroids from Ward's source in Slovenia. Emails from Ward to a Slovenian source were also discovered on Ward's police department-issued computer, using your tax dollars to buy steroids. The investigation into Ward's steroids use began only days after Salt Lake City County District Attorney David Yoakum cleared the detective of the fatal shooting of Usa. Now get this. Ward shot Mr. Usa several times at close range on July 7th, 2005, as the officer sat in an unmarked police car parked near a certain intersection. Ward and his partner were conducting surveillance on a neighboring home, which was scheduled for a narcotics search warrant later in the evening. Usa had approached the vehicle and spoken with the officers, who identified them as themselves as police, and asked him to return to his home. Usa stepped away from the car and removed a shiny black metallic object from his waistband, according to police. Ward said he thought it was a gun and fired four times at Usa. The object turned out to be a flashlight, according to the investigation. Usa died a short time later. Now, from what I've heard of the other side of the story, Mr. Usa had gone out to investigate some strange men sitting in a car watching houses in his neighborhood.
I've done the same thing. I used to be on the neighborhood watch, and I would go ask people some questions.
So the question is, did he really talk to the cops before pulling out the flashlight? More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, A-N.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, wiki.freetalklive.com. There's over 900 pages created by listeners like you. That's right, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener-editable version of the freetalklive.com website. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CII does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CII. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We're talking about a story about a cop, another cop, who managed to kill somebody and get away with it. And I'm going to tie this back in to how it is that the free market would dissuade things like situations from like this from happening. But I want to finish the story first, because there was an officer named in the Salt Lake area named Stephen Ward, and he's now serving 12 months probation. But it's not for killing a man. He got the 12 months probation for being a steroid addict. And by the way, the 12 months probation doesn't include any drug testing. So, but what originally led to him being outed for being a steroid user was the fact that he killed a man, and the man's family hired a private detective to investigate the officer. The private detective, after rummaging through his trash, found evidence of steroid use, which led to the charges for the steroids. If the private detective hadn't been hired, this man would still be a cop today. The killer, that is.
Yeah.
So in the case, in the Salt Lake Tribune, they don't give both sides of the story. The Salt Lake Tribune says that Bonmi Usa, he's being reported as either 59 or 60 years old. So, you know, he's a little up there in the years. Certainly not a spry young gang member or anything like that.
Right, you would think sort of respectable at that age, maybe.
So, apparently, Ward and his cop partner were sitting doing an unmarked police car doing surveillance on a neighboring home, which was scheduled for a narcotics search warrant later in the evening. Now, Mr. Usa, Bonmi Usa, approached the vehicle, allegedly spoke with the officers who identified as police, then asked him to return to his home. This is the police's story. Now remember, because it's going to be important. USA stepped away from the car and removed a, quote, shiny black metal object from his waistband, according to police. Ward said he thought it was a gun and fired four times at USA. The object turned out to be a flashlight, according to the investigation. USA died a short time later. USA's family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Ward, claiming, among other things, that he was under the influence of steroids when he fired the shots. Ward was on paid administrative leave. Until then, he resigned from the police department. The city later settled with the family for $450,000, one of the largest wrongful death payouts ever by a Utah city. Still, I would say, not enough. I mean, people are worth a lot more, I think, than that. But nonetheless, let's get the other side of the story. Because the cops say that this guy, Bonmi USA, showed up, and they rolled down their window, had a little chat with him, identified themselves as police officers, and that's when he pulled out the flashlight. But why would he pull out a flashlight at that point?
Right. It seems like he might pull out the flashlight to see who's in the car.
Well, according to the StopTheDrugWar.org, here's the other side of the story. Hair Trigger police officers in separate drug raids in Utah and Florida shot and killed unarmed men early this month. This is from last year's report on it.
Right.
West Valley City, Utah resident Bonmi USA died after being shot three times in the stomach by undercover narcotics officers in an unmarked police car in front of his home as they prepared to raid a house down the street. According to the account from the captain, USA walked up to their car, they identified themselves as police officers and ordered him to go back inside. Instead, USA continued to argue with the detectives, walking around to the driver's side of the car as he did so. According to Sandquist, the captain of the police, USA reached behind his back and produced an object, prompting the detective on the driver's side to fire. The officer feared for his safety. That's obviously why he took shots, said Sandquist. It was more than just reaching behind his back. The detective wasn't guessing. He made an observation of what he believed to be a weapon. Except that the detective apparently was guessing, and guessing wrong. Police would not say whether USA actually had a weapon. Pretty good sign that he did not. So right. This was obviously written before the fact was revealed that it was a flashlight.
Right.
But they were quick to release USA's criminal record, which included three counts of driving under the influence of alcohol in the early 1990s. This happened in 2005. And one domestic violence charge. Sandquist also volunteered to reporters that USA's son, Steve, was a, quote, documented member of an Asian gang. USA's family members said he didn't even own a gun. They can say what they want, but he was not armed, said their daughter, Chandha. Her father was merely investigating suspicious men parked in front of his house and trying to protect his family,
as
she
should.
And he got killed for it. Steve USA, who I believe is his son, told KSL TV5 that police initially tried to suggest USA had been a victim of a drive-by shooting. Quote, me and my mom were looking out the blinds the whole time he went out. As you might imagine, if you were home with your family and there was a strange car sitting out in front of your house for a while, you might, you know, alert your family and say, hey, I'm going to go outside and see what's going on here. Well, apparently, according to his family members, they were watching as he approached the driver's side door, and not 2 or 3 seconds later, they shot him three times. Now, compare that to the police's story. The police say that he came around to one side of the car, they identified themselves as police officers, asked him to return home, he went around to the other side of the car, the driver's side, to start arguing with them, and that's when he went for the mysterious object. How long would it take for you to go through that whole process? More than 2 seconds.
More than 3 seconds.
More than three, for sure. So the stories are awfully different. Then, apparently, after the police shot this man, they turned on their light, and then when we came out, his family, they said, oh, lucky we came in time. What happened? And I was like, what do you mean, what happened? And my dad was lying on the ground. So it's clear that these police officers, at least from the family side of things, were being a little bit dishonest.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit sneaky. Steve USA, who said his gang status was ancient history, told the Salt Lake City station the police acted as if a rival gang member had done the shooting. I don't have nothing against the police, but they're asking if it was a rival gang member. They asked me three times, are you sure no one drove by and shot your dad? When I saw it with my own eyes 10 feet from my window to the driveway.
They did it.
Yeah, they did it.
Wow.
As for his father allegedly reaching behind his back, Steve USA said his father had health problems that caused him to stand with his hand behind his hip sometimes. If a 60-year-old man with gray hair approaches you, his shirt is tight because his belly's sticking out, do you think he's going to hurt anybody? My dad never hurt anyone in his whole life. He's a nice man. He went to work and took care of our family. The Salt Lake Department declined any further comment on the killing at that point. So, you decide, listeners, who's telling the truth in this situation? The police, who have an incentive to cover up their naughty behavior, their murderous behavior, or the family members who watched in horror as their 60-year-old father was gunned down by strange men in an unmarked car?
You know, it's a sad circumstance, but you need to be kind of careful when dealing with police. You don't reach behind you.
He didn't know they were the cops.
That's true.
He went out to the car.
That's true.
He went out there because he was wondering why a weird car was in his front yard. He's got a flashlight with him. He goes to pull out the flashlight because presumably it was getting into the evening hours, obviously. Otherwise, why would he be carrying a flashlight? Even if it was in the evening and they had tinting on the car, as many undercover officers do, you would need a flashlight to see through the windows. So he was trying to identify what was going on. He was just trying to protect his family. And he got killed by a trigger-happy, steroid-raged cop. Now, this goes back once again to the issue of why it is that in a free market, protection organizations wouldn't behave in this way. First of all, in a free market, all property would be privately owned. And anybody who was on a road without permission to be there would probably be investigated by the road owners first and foremost. The people of the neighborhood, for instance, would be able to call their private security organization and have them check out the situation for them. But there's more to this. 800-259-9231 as to why it is that in a free market, you would be much safer from trigger-happy scumbags like this cop. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com today. Learn more about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's simple. Since we give everything away on our website, we're asking you to voluntarily support us. And we're asking only for $3 a month. And what we do with that money is we take it and we turn it around into promoting the show. We get on more radio stations, we buy more radio industry advertising, buy more internet advertising, and get more listeners on board with Free Talk Live. And that means more new people experiencing the message of freedom and liberty. That's a good thing. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. We're talking about police and sadists and trigger-happy cops. In the case of one man who was shot and killed by a trigger-happy cop who happened to be on roids at the time, the cop didn't get any punishment for it. He did get a little bit of punishment for the roids, but it was only 12 months of probation and no drug testing, which, of course, you and I would have gotten crazy amounts of drug testing.
And jail time.
And probably jail time for buying... not only was he buying steroids, but he was buying it from another country. Like, he wasn't just buying it from some guy in the police department. He was shipping it internationally. Anyway, so he gets a slap on the hand like many police officers get when they get into trouble. Of course, a lot of cops don't ever get into trouble for the terrible things they do. Like last night, we were talking about a cop that shot a family dog in the head because it lunged at him, even though the dog was clearly on a chain at the time, and it was a family-friendly dog. It was on a leash, actually, not a chain. It was a family-friendly dog, a nice little black lab, shot in the head by a cop.
Chocolate lab.
Yeah, so there have been instances all over the place, and they're in the news all the time, and we report them all the time on Free Talk Live, and I wish we didn't have to.
Well, there's a lot of cops out there, so, you know, I mean, it's... In defense of the good cops, there's a lot of cops out there, and, you know, they're going to mess up.
Right, I understand that. And in some cases, they're not messing up, Mark. They're doing what comes naturally, and that is being scumbags and getting away with it because they know they can. They know they're protected by the system. They know that as police officers, they can get in very little trouble, if anything at all, for the bad things they do. Now, I was talking earlier about the free market and how it is that private protection agencies wouldn't have cops like this, wouldn't have agents like this on their squad. And the reason is simple. It's because private protection agencies want to satisfy their customers. So in the case of the man who was shot, Bonmi Usa, shot for coming out, 60-year-old man, shot for coming out of his house to investigate why a strange car, an unmarked strange vehicle, was parked in front of his home. He wouldn't have been shot because in a private world, in a free market, those cops wouldn't have been there. The street would have been private. Of course, there would have been no war on drugs in the first place.
Right.
The house next door was being investigated for a drug raid.
You know, do stakeouts occur in any anything but the vice crimes?
I don't know. We don't even hear of stakeouts happening anymore, so I'm kind of actually happy that they were even bothering to stake out the house. Normally, they just raid. But in this case, the drug war thing wouldn't be going on anyway, because those products would all be legal, so the cops would have never have been there in the first place. But even so, even if there had been some sort of an investigation going on by a private detective or something like that, Anyone who was curious would have been able to call up their security agency that was taking care of the roads and have them investigate it for them instead of them having to take the risk personally. So the man would probably be alive today. But even so, let's say that some protection agent hired by a private protection company steps out of line. Let's say he's a sadist and wants to hurt people. And so he, trigger happy, shoots a guy. Shoots this man, Bonmi Wusa. Well, in that case, the agency who is his boss would immediately investigate the circumstances and do it as transparently as possible because they want to remain a reputable organization. They want to remain an organization that people are going to trust to hire them without having to worry about their agents running roughshod all over their freedoms and killing people and harming others. So they're going to investigate it, and if they determine that this man is a sicko and he's harmed somebody, he's going to be punished. He's going to be fired. He's going to be violating his contract, and who knows what sort of contractual agreements these people will be agreeing to become protection agents. So he'll have to pay up. Mm-hmm. He'll have to make good for the damage he caused. Unlike these cops who just get let off the hook or transferred to another area in the department, slapped on the hand, it would be a totally different situation. In fact, the bad agents, because of this, because of the fact that they could be punished, would be dissuaded from taking the job in the first place. The job would no longer attract the sadists. The job would no longer attract the sickos, the power freaks, because they would know they wouldn't have that protection that they need so badly in order to engage in their sadism. All of those weird, anti-market, counteractive incentives would be gone. And the private agencies would have an incentive to hire the best people, the real good guys. It'd be a group of good guys competing with other good guys for business. Isn't that what we want?
Sounds
what
nice.
I want. 800-259-9231, your thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. As we go to the amplifier lines and talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind?
It's snowing again.
In Colorado, yeah. I've heard there's another big old storm heading your way.
I'm getting tired of this. So tell me it doesn't snow in New Hampshire there, so when we move here in a couple of years, we're not going to have this, right?
I can't tell you it's not. It doesn't snow, but it hasn't snowed yet this year for the most part. There have been a flurry or two.
No, we had some stick to the ground.
There was one point at which it did stick to the ground for a little while. But it only lasted, the snow itself only lasted for an evening,
mm-hmm.
and then the snow melted away within a couple of days. So this has been an unusually warm winter here in New Hampshire, but nonetheless, there is snow here. I can't tell you otherwise.
You can have all this if you want it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll get our share of it eventually.
I just wanted to give you an update. I broke my snow shovel, and of course I went down to three different hardware stores to find one.
How do you break a snow shovel?
Well, they're just made out of plastic. You know, you bend it.
Hmm.
You bend it, kind of wears out after a while. You know, they're only really good for one season of heavy use.
Wow, I didn't know that. Interesting.
So, of course, there's no snow shovels within a three-state region here.
Wow.
So we're kind of shoveling out with our hands if we need to.
Oh, my goodness. Sounds like you're going to be trapped again, Brian.
Actually, I managed to get the tractor unburied. We had to... We had to unload 22 tons of hay for the horses, so I got that unloaded. Now it's uphill, and I'm an engine block heater, so I should be able to take care of things tomorrow.
While we've got you on the line, you were hopefully listening to the discussion about the private police, and you had last time called in about private roads. How do you feel about that idea, the idea of getting the policing business out of the hands of the government?
Well, I like that. In fact, I was just talking to somebody about that yesterday. Of course, you know, anything you can get out of the government is good. But what happens if... You know, I'm just stuck on this anarchist idea that, you know, what happens if the cops go bad, you know, the private cops go bad? I mean, how do you, there has to be some ultimate thing that people have to account for.
Well,
and I don't know how to deal with that in a free market.
It's an excellent question, and Brian, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What happens if the cops go bad? I maybe didn't explain in depth enough. Essentially, if you get one cop going bad or a few cops going bad in one agency, the agency will either deal with the situation or suffer as a result of people dropping their contracts, as a result of people saying, whoa, you won't do anything to these bad guys? Well, you're not getting my money anymore. Because in a free market, agencies have to operate in the marketplace like every other business does, like McDonald's does, like Dell Computers does, like Free Talk Live does. We operate in the marketplace, and we determine our actions based upon the satisfaction of our customers. And if customers aren't satisfied, they're going to go somewhere else. So if you've got an agency with a couple bad eggs, and you as the owner of the agency, as management, refuses to do something about it, then we're going to another agency. There's going to be a competitor across town or across the street who will love to take our business from you. And that's going to hurt your bottom line. So in the free market, you either get it together and you treat your customers the way they deserve to be treated. They're your customers. They're paying money for protection services. They're not paying to be assaulted by sadists. So not only would the business not attract sadists in the first place, but anyone that did reveal himself as a sadist, or sadist rather, and harm someone else that they should not have been harming, would definitely be punished by economic factors. And if the business owner, not only, here's another punishment for you, another built-in disincentive towards this sort of behavior. If the business owner refused to punish his people by firing and going through whatever sort of arbitration necessary to have them make good on the trouble they caused, if the business owner, and probably there would be contract insurance with the contract of the protection provider, so you'd have your protection provider, your contract with them, be insured by a particular organization, which would ensure you that the protection provider would not harm you in any way, and if you were harmed by them, the insurance company would pay out, and the insurance company would independently investigate them. But if they refuse to, if the protection company refused to punish its employees, then the agency's operators would also take a reputation hit. And then they would find it difficult to do business with anybody else. They would find it difficult to have their contracts insured after that. I mean, there's all kinds of different levels of protection that the marketplace would naturally build in because they have an incentive to do it. And the government has none of them. 800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.